You know, Doug just told me I was going to be live, and live I am. This is Veronica Entwistle saying I want to talk to you tonight. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and oh, what fun we have had on this show recently. Remember that it's a show where you can call in and let us know what on earth is going on in your life. We're supposed to, and I was arguing with somebody about the shift today. I'm kind of disappointed in the great shift that we were all waiting for, because I think the shift might be kind of primeval in the sense that it's a slow, long process, darling. And so what we're talking about, when you're calling in, just talk about what it's taking or what's blocking you, what you need to have help with. And with my guides and angels, your guides and angels, and all of our wonderful growing might and main of change, we'll see if we can help you out of the various potholes you're in and give you the perspective of the fact that you and I are unlimitable. And that unlimitable might take a little time. Back to my thing about the shift is taking a little longer than I'd planned. But we are unlimitable. We've been kind of programmed to be fearful, to be contained, to be limited in terms of longevity and having what we want in the world. And we're still being limited by factors of greed and possession and all the things that we all know about in the arsenal of human response. But guess what? We are able to touch inside of ourselves that kind of magic that can create the sparkling world that we want to have. I love the Arcturian books. What are they called? I can't remember. But anyway, there's four of them, and they're really, really wonderful. They were channeled. And they're just amazing books, and I believe they end with change the energy, change the reality. And the idea of Radiance by Design is we do work on changing our energy, on radiating at a higher and higher level. And as you raise your fields and frequency, aha, you attract a very different kind of reality, or you project a very different kind of reality, or you receive a very different kind of reality. You bond at a different kind of level and vibrational level with the people around you, or you bond with new kinds of people. And opportunities come up in a different way. Now, I don't say it's just magical and that everything just is hunkety-doo and you get to have like a very, very peaceful existence. Because I think we, the way I said that, I'm going, I have to think about that. I think that we're learning, and I remember from the Bhagavad Gita, which was 8,000 years ago, learning that the art of living is going through the challenges and the battle on a very huge collective level and on a simple personal level in order to go through, find peace and who you really are and love a lot, no matter what the circumstances are that you're going through. And very often when you do that, back to Radiance by Design, your peaceful inner self will actually radiate at a higher and higher level. And those spiraling lights that I always see inside of each of us that represent our energy body, the lights that spiral up through our chakras, through those amazing file folders of old beliefs and your past, and your gifts and your potential and your vibrational interaction with people and experiences that have perhaps designed you and your fears and your limitations and so on. When we can get those lights spiraling up inside by consciousness, by choice, by focus, by intention, by love, you start moving through all the belief structures in the different chakras and radiate out differently. And as I already said, attract in different kinds of people, different kinds of situations, actually magical ones that come out of the dreams that you have. I'm one of the ones that says, you know, when you're thinking like that, it's really, really important to bring up the kinds of feelings that are negative, the leftover stuff from other lives and so on, that keep you believing that you're less than and so on. Don't deny that stuff, you guys. Because even though we want to dream into our law of attraction and so on, you want to make sure that out of the subconscious, and probably you'll read this in the way your life plays out around you, but out of your subconscious, they're going to bring up the old negative beliefs that you have. Own those long enough to give them a twist and a spin and so on, and put them through the smelter that's inside of you, those spiraling lights. So don't deny anything. I was just going through a book that that I'm going to be talking to Sandra Sneed. I'm going to be talking to her on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters. And her book is a riot. It's called What to Do When You're Dead. I have to take a look at that, because I work with a lot of people on the other side. And the thing that fascinates me, that really intrigues me about that, is talking about radiating by design, is that there are beings that you've been involved with and I've been involved with that are on the other side. And as they show up, very often they show up to talk about the subconscious, to bring up an awareness of attachment to between you and that person that are keeping you both in place, keeping you both programmed, keeping you both limited when you don't want to be. And as you mutually recognize these kinds of attachments, and if, for example, it's a relative and you have a leftover anger or an abuse or a missing or a longing or something, as you face it, if that person comes into your mind and body and your consciousness, as you really face the feeling, when I say face it, it's not just your face, is it? It's usually the belly, the chest, the bone structure, whatever. If you really resonate with, we'll call it the negative, the leftover hookup with that person, and that person, you can tell, resonates with it as well, you can neutralize that, you can release it, and neither of you is stuck. Because one of her things is she believes that it, because she's been channeling and so on, and she really doubted that whole art of channeling, she's saying, this is Sandra Sneed from What to Do When You're Dead, she's saying that the art is about living into freeing yourself up, getting more deeply in touch with your purpose and the joy of your purpose, so when you finally cross over, you're not lost in an interesting, what is it, kind of an ocean of old beliefs and so on. So what we're talking about really is the consciousness of going through a shift. Now, I recently took that class. I told a lot of you about this before. I took a class on the Tibetan system of dying. It's called the Powa. Interesting, it sounds like power. But in any case, their whole thing is if you die and you're all messed up emotionally or you're concealing your feelings from yourself, then when you cross over, you go into what they call the bardos. And the bardos, for those of you who are Catholic or have heard about, heaven and hell and in-betweens, you know, the bardos are those emotional pools of belief and resistance energy, emotional tumultuous pools. And the one wonderful thing about the Tibetans is they say you'll never stay in them forever. You don't go into hell forever. Impermanence is one of their things. But as you cross over, you will go into that emotional consciousness which you had here. And so they teach, the Powa is teaching a whole system of breathing and sound and consciousness and energy release and so on that shoots you past that into the pure, clear state. I can't remember, that's not the exact term, but it's something like that. And I was listening to, reading her book, Sandra Sneed's book, and going, how interesting it is, because she's saying that all of life is about finding your purpose, going more and more deeply within, releasing yourself from, and this is what she's channeling, the reactions of past lives of your parents, of the losses, finding the purpose in some of the drama that you've brought to yourself and, you know, kind of going, oh, yeah, I got it, instead of going, oh, rats, I was hurt. You know what I mean? Anyway, it's really interesting, and I'm going, it doesn't matter which door you open or which window you open and so on. We're all in this incredible flow. And when I was whining earlier about the shift taking too long, my mind and heart goes, huh, it is a part of a shift, isn't it, to awaken to the fact that we can rise up and out of this incredible swill or stew of humanity, of greed, corruption, ownership, attachment, all of which are really limiting forces. And the one final thing, I was chuckling as I ate my dinner tonight. I went, oh, yeah, because I'm the one. You're the one. If I say to you, I'm the one, it doesn't mean you're not. You're also the one. Because if we don't center deep within ourselves, and perhaps I should say it differently, if we don't center on a life that deepens us into ourselves, that keeps deepening us through the release of identities that we've attached to, and keep releasing old feelings and old reactions and so on. If we don't keep doing that, we don't live the magic, the absolutely stunning magic of being able to raise above and beyond what the collective swill is. One final thing I want to bring in is Peter Calhoun is up on my podcast. He was talking about the visions he first had when he became a shaman after being an Episcopalian priest. And his dream, and I've mentioned this several times, and I know some of you have already read his books. But anyway, Peter Calhoun, and he was talking about his first vision, saw this great kind of very thick kind of atmosphere around the world, around the whole planet. And under it, all the people were walking with hunched shoulders as if they were bearing a tremendous weight and responsibility. And he said he finally realized that it took a great deal of personal power and strength to push up through that atmosphere and allow oneself to rediscover the unlimitable aspects of being a human being. So I'll say to you tonight, hey, you're the one. I'm also the one, meaning without that inner focus, without being the one in your own life, we really don't have the courage to rise up and push out of these limiting auras that have been placed carefully around us. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm so glad you tuned in. How wonderful. Now we're going to do a meditation, and I'd really like you to call in. Tell me what's going on in your world. How are you feeling? How do you feel about being limited or being unlimited? And by the way, Jill, who called from Costa Rica last week to say that the woman that used to work for her, Sarah, had been brutally murdered. Anyway, Jill said to tell everybody, thank you for paying attention. Thank you for your compassion and so on. And she was a member in a small town of about 800 people. She's a member of a clan of about 200 people. And Jill was, I was just talking to her tonight, and she was saying how interesting it is that the people all bonded together beautifully, and they're moving through this really well. And some of the people that know her have had dreams from Sarah, the woman who was taken across suddenly, and that she seems to be just fine right now. And Jill did feel the support that you have for her and for that community when she called in last week. So thank you for all that. So, excuse me. Let's do a meditation together. Close your eyes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Couple of deep breaths. And now build that beautiful structure, the golden ball, above your head about 2 miles and below your spine about 40 feet. And now thread that beautiful sparkling filament of light that runs from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now drop your four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. Push it out so you've got some room there. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. When you push the two pyramids together, you get yourself an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. Good. And inside that, there's a crystal ball. And the crystal ball touches the inside edges of your octahedron. Yeah. And inside that, there's a star tetrahedron, and you're inside of it. So you have the filaments of light, which skewers you, then there's you, and then there's the star tetrahedron and the crystal ball. All of these are getting bigger and bigger. And outside of that, an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. Good. Isn't it beautiful? Do you see the lights in and around it? And now whilst you're in your skewered there in your star tetrahedron, have it spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin and spin, look in front of you that there's this beautiful magical screen. We're going to use that magical screen to paint our great magical pictures on. Are you ready? And the first picture is you becoming who you really want to be. Let's be unlimited. Let's be unlimiting. How about that? That's the process. As if we pull the string and we're off and running. Have yourself being unlimiting. And all the resources come to help you do it. You see yourself growing and growing and freeing yourself and becoming bigger and bigger and more possible and more multidimensional. And coming from the heart. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and the second one is a project you're creating. Good. And this you becoming, completing a project, maybe it's home and family, maybe it's writing a book, maybe it's dancing a dance, doing a world travel, doesn't matter, building a house. Good. And see all the resources coming to help you complete your project. And as these resources come, and the resources are time and money and materials, right? That's it. And there's your project. Good. Good job. And now when your project is done, be happy and grateful. And then let's just see the resources coming to help you sustain your project so that it gets to go as long as it wants to go. And all the people, places, things, money, space, happiness, all of that comes together to keep elongating your process. Great. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and let's open the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, in this wonderful grouping of guides and angels that you have around you and I have around me, let's ask the ones who are the healing guides, and they probably all are, but the ones whose specialty is healing, to stand in the circle around this beautiful healing table. And you pop in and lay down on that table. And ask for help. I'm going to ask them to tell you what you need, some of you. And some of you are going to go in and say, I really would like some help on this, that, or the other thing. And they're going to guide you, and they're going to talk to you a great deal. Good. Do you hear anything? And as you feel that energy build up around your body, mind, and we're going to wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and ask our team to replicate themselves, because they're magical, they can do that, and stand round in a circle around a fresh healing table. Now we're going to bring in, this time, we're going to do some chronic pain work. We're going to bring in several people that I'm thinking of and others that have this that I don't know about. You may come in and lie on the table. Remember, this is magical, so we can have a whole array of tables if we want to. All right, so come on in and lie on the table, and let's talk about your with the guides and angels. Let's talk about your chronic pain. I'm asking what they want to do about it. The first thing they do is they put their hands, if they got hands, ethereal hands, on the brain patterns. If they've got their hands on the head and the temporal lobes of people. And for some of you, it needs to be right on the top of the head. And other ones are putting their hand on the base of your spine. We were talking today about the base chakra and how it's really encoded with some tremendous past experience and lineage experience as well as this life experience. It's not all negative, but sometimes it can be the thing that weighs you down. So we've got hands on your temporal lobe and hands on the base of your spine. And we're asking that they put some amazing healing energy all the way through your central nervous system, starting at the base of the spine and running right up to your spine. Excellent. And now there's a couple more things to do. We're just running... What they're doing is it's kind of like a massage. They're running their hands across those of you who are there, across your shoulders and across the angel bones, so it's as if they're moving the energy from the spine right over to the edge of the shoulder. That's it. That's the one. You're the one, remember? Now, there's always a reason, but we don't know what it is. Why don't you ask what the reason is that you've endured so much chronic pain in this life? Yeah. It's sort of, one of the people I know has got a great deal, and maybe every one of you has some version of self-punishment, because of some shame kind of things that have happened, one of them in several lifetimes, one of them in this lifetime. It's interesting. You can, when you discover what that is, look for self-punishment, look for completion of many lifetimes so that you can emerge, almost as if the nerve and muscle connecting point are places that you've stashed a great deal of past life experience, and it's time to release them. Now, you're not all the same, but there's some of this involved in all three of you. Well, actually, there's five, but there are three of you that I'm saying, I see all of that. There you go. And we're going to ask Spirit to take a lot of that. Mother, Father, God, and your creation. Now we're going to wrap that in light. And we're bringing in a couple of men. And it's very, men are in a different kind of a role these days. Well, maybe we're always in a different kind of role because the cultures keep changing, don't they? But there are a number of men that I'm seeing these days that are seeking, just like you women are, but these are seeking their purpose and finding there is less support and less respect for the old male archetype as it ran through our patriarchal society. So some of the new guys are really not sure. They're not, maybe not fierce enough, strong enough. The economy doesn't bear up for them just to be, safe to try and just go and do anything. It's a really complex society, isn't it? So I'm seeing several of you going, I feel tired, and I feel mildly ashamed, and I don't know who I am or what I'm supposed to be doing here. Can you help me with this? Mm-hmm. There we go. So we're seeing, go way into the base of your spine. If you're lying down, or even if you just imagine lying down, lie on your face.
and go into the base of your spine. Because there is a power. There is a power in you that I want you to consider. Go to the base of your spine. And the power is as much about transcendence as it is about wrestling with the material plane. Yeah. And some of you, well, you have different versions of this, but some of you feel like that there is no power in transcendence because you're trying to make it in the world in a way that is recognizable by the world. But guess what? We talked about you're the one, right? You're the one. It's the one. It's you doing a reference inside of yourself and then coming up with new levels of your own strength, your power, and your gifts. You're the one. Now, one of you is going, suddenly your red chakra suddenly got a lot brighter. But a couple of you aren't really feeling that. They're feeling more like they've been weakened or faded by their existence on the planet. Yeah. And look at your heart chakra. Everybody, even you listeners at home, look at your heart chakra. Does it ache a little bit? Does it hurt? How does it feel? Okay, so the thing is when we have shame, it's hard to love ourselves, isn't it? It's also hard for other people to reach through the shame and love us and support us. It's just energetically kind of a labyrinth, isn't it? So if you feel that pressure in your heart chakra, drop back to the base of your spine, call in your higher spirit, and do some cleansing there. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse with the red, and then shoot up through the spine, right up to the heart, and say to yourself, I have a right to love myself. I have a right to be here. I have a right to be transcendent in a society that is only beginning to understand that. Now let's wrap you in light, move it over to the side, and let's do our political one. Which political one do you want to do these days? We've got a fresh table here, freshly replicated healing group. And I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit like, what can I say? In any case, let's say that the Senate and Congress and a lot of the government issues are very, very confusing right now. There's a lot of greed. There's a lot of strong-arming. There's a lot of lobbying. There's a lot of political hoo-ha going on. And, you know, if you listen to people who are on this side or that side, it just doesn't make sense. We're just playing the game they are. We need to rise into a strength of character and integrity and work for the greater good. And I don't know what that's going to take. So we're going to call in support from our higher guidance and put as many of the people that we can see that have a lot to do with how Congress is working, how the Senate is working, how Obama's cabinet is working, or who, all the people that are really highly charged. That's right. And we're going to draw in an orangey, a beautiful salmon-y colored light from the universes, and bring it down and place it at the perineal area of as many of these beings as we can, and really see if their energy, change the energy, change the reality, if we can get them to awaken themselves, awaken the transformative energies in themselves. Because you know what? If they were going to transform, right, things would be different. It wouldn't be so stuck. Talk about limitation. We're so limited. We want, a few people want all the money and they're succeeding. And, you know, it's just really an interesting time. It's like, why are we putting up with that? We're putting up with it because we're not allowing our personal power to engage with the higher forces and really be relentless about that. It's all about you. It's all about me. So call in those lights again and move it up through your base chakra and your perineum. That's right, your own. All the way up through your body. And now call that light in again and run it up through. You can start at the feet if you want, all the way up through as many of the people as you know are in the heart of our government at this time, whether they're there for financial reasons or they're there for, whatever, that they're there for health reasons. Okay, and just go so much light. Somebody was telling me about his experience with light the other day, and he was saying when the waves came, it was just waves and waves of bliss. It was almost unbearable. There you go. I wonder what would happen if they felt that. Let's ask our angels to bring it in. Okay, now that we've flooded it, then I want you to come back out to circle that with light. Move that over to the side. Now let's call in through the top of your head some of the crazy energies that are going on in the universe these days. Can you feel those? They're kind of an apricot, goldy, purpley, and white light. I mean, there's all kinds of colors, but I keep getting this radiant apricot and gold kind of combination with all the other colors shooting through. Have it come down through the top of your head, spin round and round in your head, down through your heart, spin round and round in your heart, back up to your shoulders and down your arms, and kind of pouring out your hands. Take your beautiful hands and pat them around our planet in all the places where they're aggrieved, where there's pain, where there's suffering, where there's lack of choice, there's a lack of money. That's right. And just and the illnesses that are going on, and the pollution, and the number of animals that are becoming extinct. There we go. Just cover all the places on the planet. And we're going to infuse even the areas where the industrial opportunities for some of the third world countries are really scourges. They're just awful. So whether it's working on iPhones in China, or whether it's working on fabric and chemical dyes in, Bangladesh, wherever, the people are getting poisoned by a very... Anyway, I don't want to go a whole thing into politics, but I mean, those are the things that we need to be sending light to all the time, and we need to wake up to all of that. And that light goes round and round and round our planet, round and round the planet, and becoming a fatter and fatter atmosphere. And the ETs, those wonderful beings that we're all waiting to visit, I know some of them are already here, are watching and knowing that we do have the ability to generate tremendous, tremendous camaraderie and harmony. We do, don't we? And it goes around and around and around the planet and comes into the soles of our hands, our palms of our hands, shoots up our arms, circles through our body, mind. That's it. Shoots way out into the great central sun, back down through the top of our head, shoots through the spine into the core of the earth. Now we jump into our star tetrahedron, turn around and close off our galactic healing center. And now here we are in the star tetrahedron, spinning and spinning and spinning. Are you going to call me? I sure hope so. Look at the numbers right there on the front of your screen. I'd love it if you call in. So I'm kind of excited about talking to this woman about what to do when you're dead, because I think she's on the same track as we are, but she's kind of shooting right through like a little rocket, isn't she? Now, talk about shooting through. I am going to Costa Rica myself. I'm going on November the 30th, and I'm going to be staying with my friend Jill, who has and her husband Bob Ruttenberg, who have a wonderful retreat center. I've been there twice before, but I don't think you've heard me talk about it. Actually, you might have, because I did some Radiance by Design shows from there at one point. And I'm going to do that again this time. And I'm really excited to be going. It's going to be wonderful to see the people. They live differently there. They kind of look after each other. It's a little more laid back. And the weather, of course, is a little bit more clement than up here in the Northwest. Anyway, I'm so excited to be going, and I'm going to write and do some workshops and do some readings and hopefully help my friends Jill and Bob, who work very hard. And I might even have the opportunity to go to the University of Peace, where Tara Ruttenberg graduated with her master's degree. So let's see, what else can we do? Let's work on you about being unlimited. Shall we do that? You're not going to phone in. I'm going to have to pick you out of the crowd, aren't I? Now, I see somebody over there who's very, you're very austere, madam. I don't know how old you are, but you have a very austere way of containing yourself. And I want you to drop into your body. Maybe we could all do this. Drop into your body as if you're a little imp inside, because you know your spirit is able to move around. It's not sort of stuck in your finger down. Oh, goody, you're on the air, and I'll work with my stiffer lady a little while later. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Barbara. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm glad you called in. You're looking good today.
Oh, been through a lot.
Are you still in L.A.?
I am, yes.
Well, that just goes to tell you that we're not that great at time.
Oh. I wanted to let you know my dog ended up passing away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay. It was part of her path, I suppose. Even though it was not fun or easy, I think it was very sacred, though. But I did not.
You know, she appears
to
have. But she appears to have gone through something healing, almost like she got something she was looking for just before she passed. Did you notice that?
We both did. It was a huge, that's why I say sacred, because I felt like her mother. I felt like, because I've never had children yet, and I felt like I had a child the last month that she was alive. The things that I did with her and the way that I loved her, to me, was just mind-boggling. I've never experienced anything like that before.
Well, you gave her... the guides are using the word completion, which sounds odd, but you gave her a whole sense of what she had come for.
Yeah.
It's interesting about animals. I often just stare at them because they give us so much, but it's not in the normal descriptive lexicon of what a person's supposed to do, right?
Yeah. That's my kiddo, though. But, now that I've gone through that, I feel very changed by it.
Okay.
And it's kind of changing my focus and stuff. And I think my question was going to be about work and perhaps life purpose. And I know you've been telling me I'm going to move and I'm going to do, like, go somewhere else and do certain things. But I guess the most accurate question would be, do you feel that I'm on the right track as far as what I'm trying to create a whole new type of career for myself?
Okay.
And I'm just hoping that I'm on the right track as far as what I'm doing, I suppose.
Well, what kind of a career? Because here's what it looks like, is that there's a split in you about what it is. When you talk about your purpose, I'm often intrigued by the fact that there isn't maybe just one purpose for us. You have a really... stunning. There's a deep kind of metaphorical rapport with what life really means and what your purpose really means in this life. But the presentation ways can vary. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
And there's something you need to be writing and speaking and being with that is deeper than anything you've done so far. Do you understand that?
I feel like it's my story, and I feel like I've been, like, this whole week I've set out to write my own personal story.
Good girl. Have you started it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It's one thing at a time. But I also know that, you know, I need to be making a living, and so I'm just trying to marry the two very fast so that I can actually start making money.
Right.
And so I don't know. I guess I need to know, do you see, like, I don't know.
Well, first of all, if you write your story, are you going to speak it as well? Because there needs to be a part of you. Okay, as far as making money goes, you're going to do some of that through the web, right?
And there's something about you that needs to... well, you're an actor, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a, writing your story is really important, but there's a way in which you're going to write it that has a certain kind of a... Thank you for calling. I'll be with you as soon as I'm finished with Lisa, as soon as we've done Lisa's whole life. Because there's something about the way you're putting it together that's going to trigger a different kind of market for you than anything you've done. You're not doing it the way... The presentation is not going to be like anything like you've done before, you understand? And how are you going to know? Because it's just going to pop through you. It's kind of like sewing, where you just suddenly get these ideas, you know?
Got you.
Does that make sense?
It does, because I keep saying it has to be unique for me. It has to be unique to me, because I can't just, I don't want to just teach. It's not, I don't feel like just teaching. I feel like telling a story.
Yeah, and it's so interesting about you, because your whole existence, I mean, if you go back in time and read Beowulf and some old epic poems, they still have huge merit. Or even the Bhagavad Gita, they have huge merit today, in 2013, you know?
Yeah.
And there's something about that which is the metaphor of a huge saga metaphor. You have that perking way down deep in your soul's journey. Mm-hmm. And how you posture it, how you bring it forward, and what colors, and how... it's going to be quite unique, and it looks like you're going to be, you're even going to do some short little pithy things with it, you see? And it's going to give you a marketing tool that is, it's like you can fit into almost any style, if you know what I mean? Because the depth of your being. So I see that can come together. You have to stick your neck out and rattle a few cages, but you know a couple of producers or... editors and so on, don't you?
Yeah,
I think you're coming along, girl. Write your story. The rest of it will pour out of you in time.
And the money will be okay.
I think it will, yeah. Money's pretty sporadic these days for a lot of creative people. You know that.
Yeah.
Right.
I've just gotten used to a certain amount of stability.
But you also, you have a new Prince Charming coming too, so that helps. And you can share the bills.
Now, where is he again? A few months down the road.
You would really like him to have, you'd like his social security number. I don't know where he is, because so far we've kept you waiting for this move and so on, so I don't really like to give you that. But I have another caller, so I better get to her or him.
No problem.
Before they get frustrated.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your call. I hope to see at least, I'd love to see some of your story.
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Val, you're on the air. Welcome to Radiant by Design.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you? I'm always glad when you call in, too.
So, can you fast forward me to, like, January of next year?
Okay. Well, you look like you're very vital and sparky. You don't look like you're really frustrated and depleted. How's that?
Well, that's good. But I feel some impending change, and I wonder what you see.
Well, I'm seeing that now your house is gone, right over in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and I want to tell everybody at home how exciting it was that the GMO thing passed in Hawaii. And I had heard that it's the worst GMO stronghold going. And when I read that, I went, oh, thank you, God.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are really waking up over there, aren't they?
Finally, yeah.
Anyway, back to you. In January, I see a celebration. Something to do with, there's a celebration, something to do with, I think, a couple and a man, and you look very happy, and you seem to be getting involved in something. Now, I don't know if it's the money you've been waiting for, because I'm not being shown it that way. I'm shown opportunity and support and people and celebration. That's what I'm seeing. And you look like you're going to do
January.
Much better. Yeah. And you look like you feel better physically. and partly because you're invigorated, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I also, we've been talking about purpose, and you have a really mm-hmm. strong healing purpose in this life. And I think there are times when you waver and go, well, gee whiz, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to it, you know? But you look like your purpose is going to get to come up, and that's exciting.
Oh, good, good. It's about time.
I know. Well, you're only 25, aren't you, Jaya? But one of the things I want you to do is to at least examine, and this is for everybody at home, call up and feel all the ways in which you're defined and described on this planet at this time, and release as many of those ways of being that you can, because you're trying to pop up a little higher, and you need it because your little body gets drained, and you need the energy when you're really true to yourself and you're releasing anything that isn't. Does that make sense?
My body gets drained because of old self-image, or
yeah, and old beliefs that you know you don't need anymore, and the ways you're
uh-huh.
projecting yourself, like you're a very spiritually vital soul, but sometimes you can seem apparently or in your self reckoning you can feel less than who you are. Do you understand what I mean? It's not just self-esteem. It's like, oh, I'm not really doing who I am. You know?
Well, I absolutely understand that. Yeah, that's... it's in my face that...
Well, and it's a little boring for you in a way.
It is very boring.
Like, what? I've been waiting around. And one of the hardest things for Jaya, beautiful Jaya, is that she's patient. So the waiting and waiting and waiting is not suiting your inner verve. You have an inner verve. You have a light. You have a creativity. And it needs to express, right?
I do feel actually very impatient right now, yeah.
Good. I like that for you because it's going to push you to start really... electrifying, and now this is important to everybody at home as well. It's going to push you to be electrifying wherever you are, which brings up that magnetic attraction for the next phase of who you are. So we're recommending that you dump as many aspects of your identity that you can find that haven't to do with what your soul journey requires, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you cold?
No.
I thought you thought, you better warm up. I think you're a bit chilly or something.
I'm sitting on my biomat. It's nice and warm.
Oh, I want a biomat.
You should get one. Yeah, they're great.
All right. So does that answer anything for you?
It helps a lot. I like the January celebration. I have a birthday then, so.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, we expect to get some feedback on this, or maybe
right.
an invitation.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Jaya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now, I want to finish with this wonderful lady who's standing in the background there, and she's very austere. I want to say, look, you've got yourself, she has a real doubt. See, I'm going to talk to you directly, madam. You have a real doubt about being unlimited. You see what I mean? I see this kind of stiffness around your face and around your body. And I'm like, you probably look very appropriate. And you've got an ability to handle life the way you were taught that it should be. But it's funny because I'm looking at you going, inside of you, there's a wild woman. And it's kind of a wild woman. You know, when Lisa called in and she's so deeply metaphorical, and she's a writer and presenter, and she's just Ms. Creative, probably on many, many levels. And you have some of that as well, but it's not coming out. It's like you live a life that's very appropriate a lot of the time. Now, the problem with that is it's giving you kind of aches and pains in your back, not terrible ones. You're not the chronic pain lady like some of the people I spoke to earlier in the Galactic Healing Center. But you're very much
I just want to say you're so appropriately dressed and you stand appropriately and so on, and all of that's fine, but it defies this incredible vibrance that's within you, and I want to see that free. So we have another caller. Oh, goody, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, honey?
Okay. Well, actually, not that okay. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, gee, you didn't call just to say hi, huh?
I was wondering if you can tell me, I have an ex-boyfriend, Chris, that I'm going through some issues with right now. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me anything about it?
Well, how did you break up with him? Because he's got some bitterness, you know.
We broke up because I caught him cheating.
That little
and I was pregnant at the time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he was trying to get back. I kept saying no. And as he's trying to get back, I found on his Facebook page another girl on his couch and wearing a hat. So I emailed her, and she said she was just friends with him, but from there it was a huge explosion, I guess because he was trying to make, because there are a bunch of friends supposedly they're friends with, so I guess he was trying to make himself look good, mm-hmm. and he's telling everybody that I was never his girlfriend, this, that, and the other thing, and he owes me money still, so I was wondering, what
was
is
it
he,
his child?
He tried, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he owes me money still. And he text messaged me tonight, like, nothing's wrong, and he'll give me my money. So I'm like, but he's putting all these nasty things on the page with all his friends. I'm like, and he's lying to them, saying, I never loaned him money, and they're posting this and saying that we were never boyfriend and girlfriend. So I'm like, what is going on with this guy?
Did you lose the pregnancy, or did you have the child?
No, I lost it.
Well, I
and
think
I tell him, I'm like... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, and I tell him, give me my money and then block my number and I'll leave you alone because his friends are calling me a stalker and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, how can I be stalking this guy if he won't block my number? Just that's that easy to block somebody's number.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the hell is going on in his brain.
Well, I think he's a little bit noodly. He's very immature, for starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust him at all. He's just playing a game. He's almost like, how can I put this? He's like a teenager in the sense that he's kind of using people against each other. He's kind of got a thing stirring. He's very dramatic. And he's ashamed also about you, which means he's mean to you to push you away and make you responsible. You understand? People do crazy things.
I guess he's embarrassed. I guess he was embarrassed when I emailed the girl and I said, this is what he's done to me. Who the hell are you? So I guess he had to make himself look good, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And the thing is, how do you make yourself look good? You tell little fibs.
Yeah, that she was never my girlfriend. She's stalking me, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
But yet he's calling me and he keeps telling me he'll give me my money back. And he doesn't block me calling him. So am I going to get my money back?
Tell me this. When you call him, do you actually have mm-hmm. decent conversations with him?
I've mostly been doing texting, and he's been texting back.
And what do you say in your text?
Can I please have my money back? Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, because I don't get it. And then he texts me tonight, I'll definitely have it for you tomorrow. And have a nice day, and I'm sorry about everything. But yet he's on Facebook with these people and some motorcycle thing that they join, talking bad about me to all these people, like we're not speaking and I'm stalking him and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's texting me, he'll give me my money tomorrow and have a good day.
Well, he's got liar, liar, pants on fire, but the thing is I think you will get your money, which if you look at it, way you go, this is very important. Get the money and then let him take care of his own goofy behavior, but I really don't like him for you at all. I don't like him. I don't like him because... The only people I would like to hang around with are the ones that do self-referral. It means if you and I have a problem, I look at me to see what I'm doing. He doesn't do any of that.
Well, I think he's basically covering himself because when I contacted the girl, I told her how he cheated on me and I was pregnant, blah, blah, blah. So he doesn't want to look bad to all his friends, like, oh, this crazy stalker girl is making it up.
Yeah, but he also has a lot of shame, which means he even has more fog in his head. And I have to go now because it's 57 minutes past the hour, and I'm over time.
could you tell me one other question?
Quick.
Is he dating someone right now?
Sort of. I think he's flirting around is more of what he's doing. He's dating more than one person.
Okay, but you do see me getting my money back?
I do, actually. And then I would block him.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for your call, and you just take care of yourself. It's all about you, remember?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you're going to tune into Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, where we're going to talk to Sandra Sneed. What to do when you're dead? And she talks a lot about the process of life being the process of getting extricated from our subconscious so we can have a lot more activity on the other side. It's kind of an interesting concept she channels and so on. And that interview will be up on my podcast, on my site, podcasted on Wednesday. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Remember, if you consciously radiate, you bring in a whole different interaction with other people. So let's get busy and do that. Color up your chakras, breathe, intend, love, release, 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 release. Remember, that's about 95% of the job. Good night. Thank you for listening, and much love.